This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
It's Morning Edition on KUT 90.5. I'm Jennifer Staten. The one and only debate between the major party candidates for Texas governor happens tonight. Republican incumbent Greg Abbott and Democratic challenger Lupe Valdez will meet tonight in Austin at the LBJ Presidential Library on the UT Austin campus. The debate runs from 7 until 8 and will be televised locally on KXAN. KUT senior editor Ben Philpott covers politics for KUT, and he's here with a preview of tonight's debate. Hi, Ben.
Hello.
All right, so Ben, when we've talked debates before, we have talked about how debates don't always have to happen in a campaign, especially if one candidate has a really big lead over the other. And in this race, there are some polls that have Governor Abbott as much as 20 points up on Valdez. So why is there even a debate tonight?
Yeah, I think that is an interesting question. I mean, you've seen things like the lieutenant governor's race, no debate there. None of the other statewide state races will there be debates. This is the only state office. Obviously, we've got the Senate races, the three debates there. But I think maybe the reason we're having a debate tonight, it has a lot to do with why Governor Abbott is also even advertising and heavily campaigning.
Why is he advertising and heavily campaigning with such a large lead in the polls?
Yeah, I think it's not about his race. I think it's about Republican turnout in general. He has, you know, millions of dollars, I think $40 million at one point, you know, money in the bank, and needs to spend that money to make sure that Republicans come out and vote in this election. You know, will Texas see a blue wave? Probably not. But if there is apathy on the Republican side, thinking, oh, the governor is up by 20 points, I don't have to go to the polls, well, that's a vote that doesn't go to Senator Ted Cruz, who is in a much tighter race with Beto O'Rourke. That's a vote that doesn't go to a state house or U.S. house Republican incumbent who's hoping to win re-election, and that could hurt. And so we're having this debate for Governor Abbott to remind everyone of the job he's done and that every vote counts and that they should continue to come out and support him.
So given what we know about the polls, that Governor Abbott does have a sizable lead over Valdez, what do the two candidates need to do then tonight during this debate to make it a good evening, a good debate for each of their campaigns?
Well, I think on Governor Abbott's side, it is, again, just about reminding people of all the great things that are happening in Texas that his campaign would say. You know, so giving people who would want to support him, but who maybe would be a little bored with this election because he's up by 20 points and might not want to go vote, giving them a reason to say, yes, okay, I do support him. I am going to go to the polls and vote. For former Sheriff Valdez, you know, I think this is about simply trying to gain some kind of traction somehow. She has raised very little money. She has done, when you compare it to, say, Congressman Beto O'Rourke, who's been all across the state and has ads on TV and the internet, she's done substantially less campaigning than that. So this would be about trying to land a really solid punch to Governor Greg Abbott and trying to show the Democratic base and possibly some independent voters that there is a reason to consider her as a viable option against Greg Abbott.
Are there specific topics that you're looking towards for this evening that you think will be interesting, that you think the two of them will discuss?
Yeah, I think that immigration will probably be the best topic that comes up. And what I mean by that is, you know, there were some concerns about how much Valdez knew about the workings of state government. You know, she was criticized by, I believe it was the Dallas Morning News' editorial board for not understanding school finance or the state budget, and, you know, how that gets put together, because she has not been a state government lawmaker. But she has focused on immigration and her job as Dallas County Sheriff. So I think that that's one where she understands the topic. Clearly, Governor Abbott understands the topic, and we could see the best, you know, back and forth on that issue.
So this is the only governor's debate of this election season, but what other debates are still ahead between now and Election Day on November 6th.
We've got city elections in Austin. Do not forget the city elections. And KUT will be having forms, candidate forms, for all the contested races for city council and the mayor's race. That first one in District 1 is going to be Monday night. And then we'll have one for District 3 on Wednesday night coming up next week. Now, you can find out information on that on KUT.org.
KUT senior editor Ben Philpott covers politics for KUT. Thanks, Ben.
Thank you.
October 9th is the deadline to register to vote in the November 6th election, and early voting begins October 22nd. You can find information about registering to vote and how to check if you are already registered. You can find all that and lots more election and voting information at KUT.org.